Hey guys, welcome to the Single Parents Succeed podcast. Coming up, we have an amazing guest, so stay tuned for some absolutely incredible conversation. Honestly, what an inspiration. I'm so excited to be doing this with amazing and incredible people. So tune in and catch you on the other side. Hey, Linnell, how are you doing today, man? It's so happy to hear to be able to talk to you, dude. We've been friends for a while on Instagram.
Yeah, man. It's been a long time coming with us connected. I know a couple times we've reached out to each other and wanted to get together. So glad to finally connect and be able to talk to you, man.
Yeah, it's so cool. Like, it's just like I'm like seeing you from, you know, I see you from the Instagram side, and I see, you know, the pictures and just the happy with daddy posts, dude. I love it, man. I really, really love what you're doing. I love what you're putting out there. I love the you know, the message. That's why you're here today, dude. I would love for you to tell me about, you know, your message. Well, you know, tell me about yourself. Would love for our listeners to hear about what it is that, you know, you want to share. Where are you from, man?
So I'm in Atlanta, Georgia. Originally grew up in New York. Had to get away, had to break away from the snow and come to some warmer weather, man. I'm just, cold weather is just not my thing. I'm not somebody for the snow on the ground and shoveling and wiping off your car and all that stuff. So came down here, you know, about 11 years ago. Currently divorced. I've been divorced for a couple of years. I got two beautiful daughters out of it, 6-year-old and one just turned 4 the day after Christmas. So I got two daughters, Jordan and Brooklyn. And yeah, man. So I'm just down here in Atlanta. Took me a while to find my feet and get myself gathered here. But I'm loving it. I'm loving it. Yeah, man, I just, you know, creating Happy with Daddy, started that about 1.5 years ago, trying to take it to the next level and whatnot. So
that's so cool. So first off, excuse my ignorance. I had no idea that you were divorced. I didn't know, which makes it all the more interesting and all the more, you know, like pertinent to this conversation, man. That's freaking awesome, dude. I mean, life is awesome, and I'm happy to hear, you know, things happen, obviously. But I personally believe that hard situations that we go through, like specifically divorce, can be such an opportunity to create change within ourselves and change within the world if we handle it right. And I guess this is what you're doing, man. That's freaking awesome. So you have two daughters, 6 and 4, you said. I have two girls also, 7 and 4, Aiden and Avia. And I've been divorced for about 2.5 years. So we're like on similar timelines.
Yeah, we definitely are, man. And it's funny, like couple of years ago when you know, I went through my divorce, everybody's always like, oh, you know, sorry to hear that. And I had one friend who was just like, I'm trying to think of how exactly he said it. He was like, I'm happy for you, man. And I was like, what? And he was like, I'm happy for you, man. He goes, anytime, you know, everybody always says, you know, sorry to hear that and this and that, and you know, the negative stuff. And he was like, if you you know, had the whereabouts to get out of a situation and you tried everything that you could do and you thought it was the best decision for the kids involved that both parents be separated and be happy, you know, separate, he goes, then I'm happy for you. And he goes, everybody's always, you know, saying, oh, it sucks that you got divorced and sending all these kind of sad moments and things and quotes or whatever. He was like, now, man, he's like, I'm the opposite. He was like, I'm celebrating it. And I try to help people understand that they're probably going to be better off alone. If they've decided to go this route, hopefully they'll be better off alone than they will be together. And what it all boils down to. So that kind of changed my mindset on that. And is the only person who ever had like something positive to say about my divorce. So it was pretty cool to see it that way. And that's kind of how I just been approaching it ever since. You know what I mean? It's better to have two parents happy, you know, separate than to not be setting a great example of love and what it looks like, especially when you got daughters inside the house, you know. So it sucks while you're going through it, but it's definitely a lot to be learned from it. I'm a better person, I'm a better man, better father, better friend, and because of it. So I've learned a lot from it, and she's doing good, I'm doing good, so you know, I'm happy.
That's cool. Wow. I got the same thing, right? Everyone's like that. Oh, I'm sorry. You know, I'm so sorry. You know, that like feeling that when they come and they talk to you, and they're just like feeling really bad about it. And I really have been like soaking in this, you know, seeing it as an opportunity time. I think it's really come to its, you know, fruition, I guess, at this point of my life. Personally, and I see it the same way. I really see it the same way. It's like I feel like it can go two ways. You know, it can be something that causes pain and something that, you know, that sort of holds it down in life, or B, it can be something that helps us grow and you know, and move on. And I don't think there's like, I don't know if there's like a middle ground, because like, if it's an experience that, you know, we look back on as a negative, you know, something negative, then it's always going to affect our lives in a negative way. And then the second that you sort of you see it for that, in that positive light, and use it to move forward and grow, and then boom, it's like you kind of recreate it, you know, how you want. Cool friend, man. I'm assuming you're still friends with him. This is somebody you're tight with, because he sounds like an awesome guy.
Yeah, it's just we're not really tight, but yeah. You know, I mean, we're pretty close enough. We used to work together, and it was just one of those things where he found out. And he just sent a message out, and it was just cool, man. It was just something that made me totally think different about it, and like a light bulb went off, and I was like, you know what, man? I'm like, I'm gonna listen to this guy's advice. Like, that's, you know, that's how you look at it. You know, it happens, and you just gotta move on.
It's this, you know, it's like these perspectives. You know, like these perspective shift moments. You know, they're like just complete shifts in the way that we see something, and it just like totally just changes things. It's crazy. I mean, it's crazy how, you know, an idea like that can be so life-changing. But it's also about the person. I mean, it's not as easy for all people. I think that everyone can make a choice and everyone can do it. I really strongly believe that. But sometimes it's easier for some people than others. Oh, I'm just thinking out loud. Cool, man. So tell me about the Happy with Daddy, the idea behind it, and what is it that you really want to, you know, what do you want to push forward with the message, and what is the message?
So at an early age, for some reason, I just always gravitated towards fatherhood. And I just thought, even when I was like in high school, like having the opportunity to have a child and essentially have them like look up to you, and you basically mold them. You know what I mean? I just thought that was just one of the coolest things ever. To like,
I want to cut you off for a second, bro. Once I apologize, I just want to tell everyone, because I realized in the middle of this, I was like, I didn't even tell everybody about the Happy with Daddy Instagram account. And guys, this is what we're talking about. This is Linnell's Instagram account that he's using. I'm sure the movement is much bigger than that, but You can find him on Instagram, and we're referring to where we met. So back to what you were saying, Ryan. Sorry for interrupting you. What were you saying?
Oh yeah, no problem, man. So yeah, I early age, man, I really thought fatherhood was a cool thing. And as the opportunity presented itself when I got older, I just really embraced it. I really truly embraced it. I was so excited, man. I was like, I mean, you can ask my friends and family, man. It was just something that I was just like, this is it. This is my thing. This is what I was put here for. And as I started going out with my daughters and just doing what I thought was pretty ordinary stuff, the reactions that I would get from people all the time would just be like, "Oh, you're such a great dad," and "Oh, you know, there's not a lot of dads doing stuff like this, and you're so cute, just you and your daughters." And because even when I was married, I would take my kids out a lot of times, and you know, we'd go out by ourselves. I'd do their hair, I'd do all kinds of stuff, and people would always compliment me. And it just, to me, I'm like, why is this so, I don't understand why this is so, like, why is everybody going crazy about it? You know, I post pictures on Instagram and stuff like that, and people will like blow up and like lose their minds and stuff. And I'm like, I don't understand why this is such a big deal. And what I started to realize is, as I did some more research and looked into it a little bit more, is my perception of fatherhood was totally different than a lot of fathers out of their majority. And so what I thought was normal and just, you know, taking care of my kids and doing fun stuff, having a great time and teaching and nurturing and all that stuff, it was rare. And so what I decided to do is, you know, people started reaching out to me a little bit here and there, friends and stuff like that. And one day, you know, me and my sisters were together for the holidays, and they were like, "Oh, you know, you should really do something that helps other fathers out, because everybody loves your Instagram page. Everybody loves you and your daughters. Have you ever thought about doing anything?" And I was like, "Nah, not, you know, not really." And shortly after that, I started looking into it and just kind of seeing, what is it out there for dads? Is there any motivation? Is anybody doing anything? Is there any blog writing, anything? And so I looked into it, and I was like, "Man, it's not really a ton." You know, there's a little bit out there, but it's not really something that I was kind of had in mind. And I just started jotting down stuff, bullet points, man, and it just literally took off within like a day. Man, I had like six or seven sheets of paper filled out of all these things that I wanted to do and all the stuff that I saw. And so then I decided to come up with a name, and that was the hard part, honestly. So, my daughter had this tank top that I purchased. I got for her that says "Happy with Daddy" on it. And when I put it up, and I took a picture of her and I put it up, and she had like she did like this like sassy pose and had these glasses on. And I used the hashtag just "Happy with Daddy" because that's what the shirt said. So I was just like, you know, "Here's Brooklyn, blah blah blah, happy with Daddy." And everybody just was commenting. I was like, "Oh my gosh, she's so cute. I love that. Happy with Daddy. That's so cute. She is happy with Daddy." And just comments like that. And so after that, I just started using the hashtag "Happy with Daddy" all the time on all my pictures that involved my daughters. And so when it came down to choosing the name, I was thinking of all different things. And I was like, "Wait a minute, I can use Happy with Daddy." So I looked it up, made sure nobody had it. And then I purchased it, you know, right away, even before things kind of got started taking off for me. I went ahead and purchased it and got the rights to it. And yeah, it's just something that is very dear to my heart is fatherhood. And I'm trying to help change the narrative of how society views fatherhood, because we get a very poor reputation when it comes to society. And a lot of times people don't even understand how bad it is. Like, if you watch a commercial, sometimes you can watch a commercial and the dad will, they'll make the dad seem like he doesn't know. Like, for instance, if they're cooking. So if they're cooking and, you know, that's, you know, not something that dads are always great at in the kitchen or something like that. Sometimes these commercials will have it like, "Oh, dad doesn't know, we'll go get mom," or something like that. And people don't understand that those little things help to, you know, mold and guide and you know, transition people to think a certain way. And you never think about it. And I never thought about it until I actually got involved with Happy Daddy, started studying fatherhood, started reading, started engaging more with it. I would have never thought that commercials like that or simple billboards or advertising or anything like that is are simple things that make you think a certain way about a dad, that may not be true. Now I will say, and this is probably where I really, really get focused on my brand, is there are a lot of fathers who are not doing what they're supposed to be doing. There are a lot of fathers out there who are not showing up. There's a lot of fathers who are not going the extra mile. There's some that are not even doing the minimum. And so that's the part where it makes it hard. It makes it hard for the dads who are really out there doing it, going the extra mile, because we are outnumbered. The ones who are doing it are outnumbered. And so my focus is really to encourage. And the reason why I started the Instagram page of posting pictures with dads and their children is I hope that someone can look and see, you know, and say like, man, I want to do better. And you don't have to come out and publicly say it. I mean, it could be between you and yourself, you know, but just to look and say, hey, I want to do better. I want to be better. I need to step up. And even if you are involved in your kids' lives, what is it that you can do better? I mean, I challenge myself, you know, all the time, man. What is it that I can do better? And what is it that I can learn more of? And how can I help more people when it comes to fatherhood? And so that's where I really focus on when it comes to Happy with Daddy, is really trying to encourage people to do, you know, what it is that you need to do when it comes to being a father. The children need you, man. It's they don't understand how much fathers are needed in this world. And I truly believe the world would be a better place if we have more fathers involved in their kids' lives and doing what they're supposed to be doing.
Amen, bro. I am with you on that 100%. Wow, I'm like sitting here listening to you. You're literally inspiring me as I'm hearing you talk about it, dude. It's so deep, and it's, you know, I found, you know, similar things, you know, similar ideas within just how people perceive what a father should be doing, or just, or the role of a father. You know, I think a lot of that, to be honest, how things have been. And I would even go so far as to say that it also sort of applies to men on a greater scale. Too, like we live in different times now, and not that it wasn't important before for fathers to be around. It's just that I think that if we go back, you know, if we go back 150, 200 years, you know, even less than that, you know, men historically were doing, you know, different things in order to have to survive. You know, and the farther you go back, the more you see of that. So, like, we're, you know, it also plays a role in our physical, right? Our physical selves, we're stronger, right? We, historically speaking, we were likely the ones who would, you know, be protecting, or who would be, you know, gaining resources. And that's, you know, that was before, and a lot of things change, and so it's sort of like that narrative, you know, runs deep, because it also runs, you know, back, you know, thousands, millions of years. And part of what you're doing is just whole, it's like the next, you know, you're bringing on the next evolution of what it means to be, you know, a human, a father, a man. And it's so necessary. And, you know, I really love what you have to say about it. And also, what was really cool, I feel like, is, you know, you're talking about like the ads and stuff like that. Because we're bombarded with ads all the time. And I mean, I personally have not noticed it. Like, I haven't been keeping an eye open for like what how dads are portrayed in commercials and stuff like that. But yeah, you're right. That makes sense. That all of that has an effect on how we think and stuff like that. 100%.
Yeah, man, and what you'll notice is you're gonna notice it a little bit now that it's been brought to your attention, because it was probably brought to my attention probably about 4 or 5 months ago when I was reading an article, and ever since then, man, it's mind blowing how you'll see something now and you'll be like, oh man, they're basically saying the dad is dumb, like, you know what I mean, like he doesn't know anything, or this isn't his area, his category, you know. And so you'll start to notice it a little bit more now that it's been brought to your attention, and you're going to see it and be like, man, wow, I would have never thought that commercial was downplaying fatherhood or downplaying a dad's role. You know what it is. And the thing is there's laughs off of it. So I looked at some YouTube videos and stuff like that, some commercials, and some of the funniest ones are the ones where, you know, they're kind of downplaying fatherhood and stuff. And it's been comical because it's one of those things that sometimes we have hurt and anger towards something that turns into comedy. And we often do that a lot as a society.
Yeah.
And so it's just another one of those things where it's like, yeah, we've accepted it. And so we're going to turn it into comedy. And so when comedians stand up on stage and they talk about dads not being there, my dad wasn't around, they make jokes and stuff of it. It's hilarious because it's that pain and that anger that we've put, you know, we've taken it and we've put a bright spot on it, which is laughter. And people can relate to it and people don't have to be so, you know, sad and upset about it. They've turned it into laughter. So yeah. And then the other thing you said too, is that kind of made me think a little bit, is a lot of what I do is not just for fathers, but for men in general. And a lot of things that I talk about, a lot of motivational things that I put out there are not just for fathers, they're for men as well. And a lot of things that I put out there for men are not just for men, they're for fathers. Sometimes they're for mothers. A lot can be learned from some of the content and things like that I'm putting out there. So I always try to make sure people don't just think that it's just for fathers, because when I talk about mental health, that doesn't just apply to, you know, fathers. When I talk about taking care of yourself first and loving yourself first, that can be mothers, grandmothers, aunts, uncles, you know, it doesn't have to just apply to somebody who has children.
Yeah. I totally with you, man. That's I feel like we're on the same page with so many things. It's a big push for me also right now. This is part of my mission. Is to change the culture of you know, I like to call, you know, men's emotional health, because the whole like strong, you know, idea, like I find what ends up happening is that there's a lot of like, you know, pushing away of taking a deeper look internally and certain things. And I feel like that a lot of that has to do with stigmas, or that also has to do with the way that we sort of perceive ourselves, or the way that we think we should be in regards to just like being strong or being a certain way. And which also is affected by society and, you know, the way that men are portrayed in general and perceived, and loving, like, you know, that, like you were saying, that whole idea of loving yourself, man. It's the core. I mean, that is the absolute core of being able to love others and being able to love, you know, and grow in general. And it's funny because it's just like, I feel like if that was said in the normal context, you know, of a conversation with the average dude, you know, maybe I'm wrong over here, but it would be kind of laughed at, you know, and maybe it'd be something that was like joke, you know, joked around, because that's sort of the thing you usually hear women say.
Right.
You know, and it's so, it's so important. I think it's so important that the, like, you know, precisely a lot of what you're doing is really taking a deep internal look at our, you know, at us as men, as fathers, and really seeing what it is that we can heal, and like that starts with like every, each of us, each individual. So I mean, I love talking about this stuff. I love hearing about this, because the more of us, that are doing this and chatting about this and discussing it with their between us and with other people, then the more, people become aware and people start to ask questions that they weren't really asking before. People start creating independent, unique identities that are not, locked into, I guess, what maybe mainstream society or what, the maybe majority of media sort of wants or what, projects onto us. What else are you doing? You're talking about some other stuff. Are you working on any other projects? Anything you want to tell us about?
So I got quite a few things that I'm working on and got planned, and I'm honestly, man, I'm really excited for 2019 and where it's gonna take Happy with Daddy. And first and foremost, I will say, connecting with people like you on Instagram, man, it's been mind blowing. Like the love and the kind words and everything that I'm getting from everybody on Instagram, it's been awesome. But for 2019, so I just recently started a cooking show, and
What?
yeah, man. And
That's it.
so it's a cooking show where get in the kitchen and with their kids. So it's just dads and their kids. We get in the kitchen. I've had two episodes so far. And just trying to ramp it up and get that going. Our plan is to do like one episode a month right now. And just kind of see where that takes me. And I'm sure just off the concept alone, it's going to pick up some traction and a lot of people are excited about it. But yeah, man. So, you always think the kitchen is for mom, for mom and whatnot. But, Dad's getting in the kitchen too, and we're getting in the kitchen more and more than we've ever been in the kitchen before. And you also got to look at the rate of single dads taking care of their children has gone up tremendously over the last 10 years. So with that, you got to cook. You know what I mean? If it's just you, you gotta cook. So just showing a different image, a different light with that. I always do a father feature every month on my Happy with Daddy website. This month's feature is actually me. My editor actually wrote a story, a nice little short story about me and interviewed me for the Happy with Daddy website. And so if you go on there, you kind of listen to me talk a little bit more about what we're talking about today. What else do I have going on? I'm in the process of writing a book, and the book is actually you've touched on kind of what the book is. So it's that mentality of how our fathers and grandfathers were strong and be tough and don't cry, and how it's gotten to us where we have daughters, and if you're like me, you tap into their emotions, you tap into their feelings. My daughters understand that dad has feelings. I have emotions. Dad cries. Dad gets upset. I get hurt. I get let down. I get disappointed. But I'm also happy. I also hug. I show love. And so that book is that I'm in the process of writing. I'm hoping to have it done about midway through the year. And I just really want to help people understand, how it used to be and how it has to be now, because you can no longer, we can no longer be that way. You really can't. I mean, and one of the things I'll talk about in there is the suicide rate. So suicide rate for kids, the bullying in schools is at an all-time high right now. Like it's crazy. My daughter, she's in first grade now, but last year in kindergarten, she experienced some bullying, and it was like mind-blowing to me. Like I couldn't even fathom being in kindergarten and understanding what it meant to, single somebody out. And so in when we have that going on, fathers have to be involved just like mothers do. You have to tap into your kids. You absolutely have to. If they come in the house and how was school? Oh, it was good. And they just walk to their room. And, before you just, okay, that's fine. Like they said they were good. You know what I mean? But you have to tap in more. Maybe give them a minute, but go knock on the door and say, "Hey, how was school?" Dig in a little bit more, ask questions. You know, I see that your best friend hasn't been coming over the last few weeks. Everything okay with you guys? You have got to dig deeper. You've got to show concern, empathy. You have to. It's a different side of fatherhood. And it's needed in the world today, and it has to change. You can no longer can you just be strong, tough dad who goes out and makes money for the family and that's it. You know, those days are changing, and they've already changed. And I mean, you got mothers out there making just as much, sometimes even more than fathers. So the whole narrative has to change, and that's what the book is going to be about, just helping to guide and show people how to change that mentality of strong, don't cry, you know, hang in there, be tough, to no, you need to cry, you need to be emotional, you need to tap into a few good friends and let them know, hey man, you know what, Josh, I'm hurt, you know, I'm upset, I'm sad, you know, and it kind of reminds me, and it's right, and it's okay, because it's kind of similar to how we started that little group chat on Instagram, where you know, we had a few dads on there and we were talking about our situations, and it was cool because maybe I put out a situation out there. And it's like, oh man, this is what I'm dealing with. And it's kind of cool to hear somebody say, oh man, I went through that last year with my ex and this is what I did, or, oh man, it's cool. I mean, the empowerment and the, you know what I mean? How we
camaraderie, empowerment. Yeah.
Yeah, you know what I mean? How we kind of helped each other get through some of those tough times. It was really cool. So that's, you know, that's what the book's going to be about. I'm in the process of also trying to get a workshop set up here local in Atlanta, where we do some kind of like men's one-on-one groups, where we do some stuff like this, where we talk a little bit, have discussions. That's kind of in the beginning stages of where that is right now. I want to get more into blog writing. I did a couple last year, but I've kind of come up with a game plan this year to do more blog writing, and get my message out there and try to help other fathers out as much as possible. So that's a few of the things I got going on right now, man. And I'm sure more will come as the year comes. But...
few things.
Yeah.
You're one of those, man. You're one of those guys with that message that has to, you know, that's doing all those things, getting it out. I'm playing with you, man. I feel very similar. I feel like, you know, I feel the same way. Wow. That is so cool, man. I love to hear that. And yeah, the one-on-ones with men, getting the conversations going, is really, really important. I have like this, I have in Israel, I have a group I call the Divorced. It's a Divorced Dads with Kids in Israel. And I started this group here. There's like 75 people. And I'm trying to get that, you know, trying to get people also into discussing, you know, talking about themselves, or, and from what I've been finding, what I personally have been doing is I try to share my own self first about how I'm feeling, or, you know, the struggles that I went through, you know, the pain of the divorce, or, you know, the feeling lonely and all of these factors. You know, hoping that somebody else will connect to it, and also, you know, feel that it's okay to express it. I feel like it's not even conscious sometimes with men that we don't want to speak out about these things. I feel it's like so lodged into the way that we've been raised and where we come from that it's so natural for us to just keep it in. We kind of have to remind ourselves that we could do it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, for sure, man. It's definitely not an easy task. And, sometimes it's not easy because of, you know, who you're surrounded by. You know, some people you know, they don't want to get thought of a certain way or, you know, looked at a certain way because, you know, they might be considered soft or not tough. So sometimes you just got to break out of that mold, man, because, you know, I talked about suicide rate with the youth, but, men's suicide rate, I think it's between like 30 to 45 or something like that, or 40 or something like that. I'm not sure the exact statistic, but,
I want to bring it up. I'm going to tell you quickly, just because I literally just did a post about this on my Facebook page. Maybe if you want to like it, you can like that. But it's 75. It's 75% of suicides in the United States are men. Hello?
Yeah, I lost you for a little bit there.
It's all good. So I was just trying to fill in the stats for you, bro. 75%.
Yeah, man. So that's crazy, 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 yeah. Crazy. And so, you know, you think it's okay to hold stuff in, and not, you know, let it out, man. And it's just not good for you. I had a friend tell me one day, you know, men are like garbage cans. And so we keep throwing trash in there. You keep throwing trash in there. You keep throwing trash. We don't say anything. We don't take our trash out. And eventually with the trash can, it fills up. And when the trash can fills up and you can't put trash in there anymore, trash starts falling on the ground. Yeah. And if you still continue to try to put trash in there, the trash can could possibly tip over. And what happens when the trash can tips over is all the trash comes out. And it's just like men. You know, we put stuff in there, we get hurt, we feel a certain way about a relationship or about a woman or something that doesn't work out, or a job, or working out, or physical stature that we think we should have, or an injury, or whatever the case may be. We build all this stuff up, and eventually the lid pops off and our trash comes out. And guess what? When it comes out, there's no telling when it's going to come out. It can come out on your kids. It can come out on your wife. It can come out on your friends. It can come out at work, and it's just going to spill over, and it's toxic, and it's hard to recover because you got to think about all that stuff in that trash can. It's a lot harder to pick up a whole trash can full of trash that just spilled over than it is to just take one bag out and empty it out. You know what I mean? And so, I had a friend tell me that, and it's kind of something that I always tell myself every so often. I'm like, you know, hey, Linnell, is your trash can, it's not full, is it? You know what I mean? So it's always just a mental check for me just to make sure my trash can isn't getting too full. And if it is, you know, then I reach out and I talk to people, and I, you know, maybe I need to reach out to somebody that I got to, you know, we're feeling a certain way about and say, hey, look, I want to get this squared away. This is how I'm feeling. So that way I can try to empty my trash can. And I think that's what, again, it's something that's going to be in my book, something I'm going to talk about to help dads out. You know, we got to empty our trash cans before they overflow. And it's nothing wrong with emptying your trash can. No one looks at me less because I share my emotions and I'm raw and I have feelings. Nobody looks at me any less. And once you get that through your head and understand that, then you're fine. And those that, you know, the people that do think maybe there's an issue, guess what? They're not in my circle. And those kind of people won't be in my circle because, you know, it's not healthy. But yeah, man, we got to make sure we empty our trash can.
Yeah, I couldn't help myself stop myself from laughing. I keep on having this image of a trash can, like the one that the Grouch was in. And then it's like,
yeah,
the trash keeps on coming out. So every time you're saying that, I got what you're saying. I'm on the same page. I'm just like, I couldn't help myself giggling. That's totally it, man. And also, I feel like also maybe more knowledge. I feel, you know, there's emptying out the trash can, and then I also from my own side, I feel like more tools for men to be able to do that, and then to also ask themselves why. Why am I feeling this way, and what am I doing? I guess this is where maybe this is a little bit of the life coaching aspect of it. comes in. I really want men to have the tools to and to be able to dig deep, because a lot of the times those feelings that they're pushing away, that they're pushing away in that trash can, it's telling us something else about ourselves, that when we kind of get to the core of it, we're able
to deal with it. Hey, Josh, can you hear me?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yeah, you're starting to break up over the last couple of minutes. It's starting to break up pretty bad.
Oh, okay. God damn. Where did we break up? I don't know what's going to be recorded. I don't know if the breakup is going to be recorded, or because maybe people can hear me because I'm recording it. I'm not sure. But can you hear me right now?
Yeah, I can hear you right now. Yeah, I don't know what's going to be. I don't know. I don't know what's going to be cut out or whatnot. It just it got a little choppy there a few minutes ago, but then like the last 2 minutes, it started getting like really bad, like blocks of it started cutting out.
Okay, so I'm gonna run through that again, just in case. And by the way, I'm gonna put the podcast up like this, dude. I love this, just normal back and forth, you know, with the, you know, doesn't need to be perfect. This is like me and you, the way that we are. So I was saying that another, I want to be able to help men, help them create the tools also to dig deeper, you know, beneath those feelings. Because a lot of the times, you know, we have these, we play out the same patterns, and those feelings are really, you know, clues into what, you know, what's kind of happening underneath. And I think that sort of self-exploration of finding out why and what's happening, you know, in context to those feelings can really, really help individuals and really, really help men in general also just connect and grow, you know, with themselves, you know, in you know, with the whole trash can, cleaning out the trash can. I mean, that would be like part of cleaning out the trash can.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Absolutely. And you know, for the guys out there that are listening to this, and I know it sounds like, man, I'm not doing that. Like, I know I've been there before where it's like, man, you know, I'm not, nah, that's not me. You know, that's not me. That's not for me. They're not talking about me. They're talking about somebody else. And I'm telling you, man, the best.
I didn't hear.
Hey, what's up, man? Can you hear me?
Yeah. I don't know where we got cut off, but it's all good. You were saying something, and I only heard like two words.
That's all right. Shoot, what was I talking about? We were talking about, oh, so I was kind of saying that a lot of guys are going to listen to this, or when guys hear this stuff, they always kind of think like, ah, it's not me, or, you know, they're not talking about me, or, nah, I can't do that. Well, you know, those are the exact ones who probably need to kind of look at self and tap in to self a little bit, because I was that guy. Trust me. I was that guy. I was like, man, what? Feelings? Talk? Nah, nah, I'm not doing it, man. I'm not doing it. And probably, honestly, man, once I had my daughters like 6 years ago, I knew I had to change. I didn't know the exact details of all my change, but I knew it had to be somewhat different. And I've just slowly grown over the last few years, man, and have really taken off over the last couple of years, especially with the help of Happy with Daddy. And now, man, it's a part of who I am now. I can't not talk and share feelings and emotions, and you know what I mean? I went from not doing it at all to now I can't stop. So, and it's cool to just, you know, wake up every day and I don't have to try to do something for other people. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
This is the content I'm going to put out. This is who I am. And, you know, the people that are attracted to it will come, and the ones who aren't, you know what, they'll stay away. And I'm perfectly fine with that. So it's better for self when you can tap into yourself like that. Definitely better for your mental health and well-being.
Absolutely. well-being, not having to do things for someone else. That's absolutely huge. That's massive. I mean, that's a big, big start. I mean, I can't imagine how many people, I mean, this is a whole other conversation, how many people out there are, you know, are constantly doing things, you know, for other people. It's pretty common. It's pretty common and something to think about, you know. All right, man. Yeah, so we're getting up to about an hour, 15 minutes here. And we're going to, you know, we're going to wrap it up over here. I just wanted to say, well, actually, I did have one more question. I can't help myself. You know, you don't have to answer, but I'll share with you my own self. But did you grow up with the dad around?
Yeah. So I grew up with my dad, and my parents actually got divorced when I was right around like 9 or 10 years old, and I have two sisters. So my two sisters went with my mom, and I chose to go with my dad. The reason being was you might laugh a little bit, but it boiled down to sports. And I literally was like 9 years old, and I'm like, well, if I go live with my mom doesn't really know too much about sports. Like, what if I don't end up playing football, basketball? I mean, because at that time, I mean, I was playing it all, man. I was playing basketball, football, baseball, hockey, soccer. I mean, I was doing it all. And so I was like, my dad knows all about that stuff. Yeah, you know, he'll take me to my practices and stuff like that. He can help me. And so I chose to go with my, you know, go with my dad. That's not the main reason, but it was definitely one of the big reasons for a 9-year-old boy on how I chose what parent I was going to go live with. So went and stayed with my dad, man. And, you know, one thing I realized, especially now looking back on it, is, you know, a lot of times our dads and our grandfathers did the best that they could with the knowledge that they had. And so my dad wasn't the greatest dad, but he wasn't the worst dad. And he probably just did probably the minimum and what he thought was good to be a dad. Like, you know what I mean? He didn't have the resources and tools and stuff that we have today. And, you know, so he just kind of did what he thought was okay. Like, you know what I mean? And then, and so, yeah, we had a great relationship growing up. It got a little rocky right when I got about 18 years old. And, you know, you kind of, you know, you're growing up, you're a man, and you feel like you're a man. You feel like you kind of know it all. And so we bumped heads a little bit there. And, you know, I ended up moving out and whatnot because, you know, I had all the answers to life. So I moved out. And then we picked it back up a little bit here when, you know, when the kids were born and stuff like that. We picked it back up a little bit, and even now we don't talk much, but it's just one of those things, like when we do talk, we kind of cover everything that we've missed over the last time that we talked. So it's not one of those everyday type relationships or even every week. He lives in Cincinnati, Ohio, about 8 hours away, so yeah, it's not one of those things that we talk all the time, but when we do talk, we catch up. My dad is still my dad. He doesn't show a lot of emotion. So I think that's kind of why we have a little distance right now, because like I can't call him and be like, you know, how you feeling about this, Pops, or whatever. You're like, you know, it's just he's stuck in his ways. He's old school, you know, to have those kind of conversations about just about what you're feeling or just how you're doing, those raw feelings and stuff. It's just with him, everything's gonna be fine. He's gonna be like, yeah, I'm good, man, I'm fine, everything's great. I mean, the house could be burning down in the background and he'll be like, yeah, I'm good, everything's fine. You know, so man, a little bit about me growing up with my dad.
That's cool. It's interesting. I mean, just So my relationship with my dad is great right now. He's actually a pretty emotional dude, which is interesting. He's not a very emotional dude. But growing up, you know, he was struggling, and there was a lot of, you know, it wasn't around for most of. He was married to my mom, but you know, in terms of like actual being there for school stuff and being at home and stuff. That was a big, big, big gap in my life. And I didn't really have the male role model thing going on. So that for myself personally, that was a big, big push to do this. I was like, when I got divorced and when my ex decided to move, a ways away from where my work was and all this stuff was, there was no question in my mind that, I was not allowing and I was not going to let the family, the family situation, the connection with my daughters break. So I've been reconstructing my life around that move to be there with them, and which was quite the mission. I was actually driving with them around the country for like 8 months, getting them to school and back, and then eventually I had actually moved closer to them. That's where I am right now. But I mean, my point is that for myself, my motivation was just like, just the preciousness of the relationship that we have. It's so important. Like, we are so important to them. It's crazy to me how a dad could just not be there. You know what I mean? Just like, right, decide to just like, whatever, like, I can't do this. No biggie. It boggles my mind. But I guess that's part of what we're changing, man.
Yep, man, that's why what we're doing is why we're doing it. That's why it gets so much praise and so many, women and men acknowledge that they appreciate what we're doing, is because of that same exact thing you just said, man.
Yeah. Sweet, brother. I hear little voices in the background. Is that are those your kids?
Yeah, they've worked their way out of their room. We're supposed to be going we're headed to my mom's for a little New Year's get together or whatever. So they're anxious.
All right, bro. Well, listen, man, that's cute, dude. Thank you so much for doing this. What an inspirational conversation, man. What a pleasure to talk to you. Just hear everything. I want to say thank you for coming on here. For anybody that wants to find,
Josh. Yo, can you hear me?